So it's like some of it's weird, man. It's a Hyundai Sonata, and they've kind of passed this car out to everybody. And while you can run Android Auto on your phone and beam it to the car interface, just like it's just like CarPlay, I guess. But the Hyundai Sonata itself runs Android, which I guess nobody else figured out. So like the stock infotainment system that you get from Hyundai is built on Android. And does anybody want to guess what version of Android they're using
in this thing? It ain't Gingerbread, I hope.
Better not be.
Good call. It is Android 2.3 Gingerbread.
No!
What?
No!
So, like, one of the reasons we need these CarPlay and Android Auto is just these car companies they're not good at making software.
It's not even
they're
that.
So bad at it.
They are on a different time frame. They're on a geologic time scale, not on a Silicon Valley time scale.
Top to bottom, the built-in infotainment system is a 2011 smartphone. It runs Gingerbread.
My gosh.
The screen is 480 by 800. Yeah. The processor is a single core 1 gigahertz Freescale processor. So it's basically a Motorola Droid. It's like 8 inches across from 2011.
And yet it's probably light years ahead of what Hyundai used last year.
Yeah, probably. But like it's a 2015 car. But when you turn on Android Auto, though, everything just kind of, it's like welcome back to 2015. Step back into the present.
I thought that the goal of both Android Auto and CarPlay was to take the smarts from my current phone and make that be the system in the car, as opposed to having the car having its own system.
It's basically an app that runs on top of the existing infotainment system. So
I can't use the apps on my current phone. I have to use. I'm confused.
No, it uses Android Auto on the car. Is an application. So you press the Android Auto icon and you launch into this new interface. It's a lot like Windows 8, where you have this old legacy interface and then you have this new interface on top of it that isn't as feature complete. So you kind of end up hopping from one to the other. So Android Auto will do like phone and music and
messaging,
maps.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, messaging. And
quick, get out of the house. RoboCop is arriving. What the hell is that?
Fire smoke alarm?
My wife.
Huh? I think your home is too automated now, Kevin.
Are you on fire, Kevin? The home has reached sentience. It's coming for you.
So I'm really curious what you're saying, Ron. So, in my Mustang, it was running Microsoft Car. It probably had a really old, slow processor. It probably had no memory. It certainly had slow storage. It ran software. You turn on the car, it boots up, and now I've got maps. I've got different stuff. Control the air conditioning. And as we've learned, I can also cause the car to die or break. This sounds like they're just updating that system with an Android OS. Is that not the case?
No, I mean, you have to use in terms of, so there's two different systems. There's a stock infotainment system that you get with the car.
Yeah.
And then there's Android Auto. And the stock infotainment system needs some kind of operating system. And it's just coincidence that they used Android.
Oh.
Android Auto runs on your phone and treats the car dashboard screen as like a computer monitor.
Good. That's
like,
what
we're gonna display
right.
this image.
Yeah, and that's what you want, because that's going to be more up to date.
Yes, but it doesn't control lots of things you would want it to control because it's just on your phone. So you can't adjust the screen brightness. You can't, mess with the air conditioner. There's all sorts of things that you need the stock infotainment system for that Android Auto can't do. And to me, Google has always, with Android, they've always been in the business of making operating systems. And Android Auto is not an operating system. It's just like an app that runs other apps that live on your car screen. So it's weird that they have this, like, they're already using Android, and I wish Google would just make a version of Android that would just take over the whole car and wouldn't just be a thing that runs on top of an existing crusty old operating system.
So I could listen, though. I could put Pandora on my phone and then, using that app on the car system, listen to my Pandora music from my phone.
Right. Okay. Some Pandora specifically. Apps need to be specifically written to work with Android Auto. Right now, there are 17 total apps that you can download, including Google's. So there's not a ton. But they did, you know, these developers can all add compatibility. It's pretty easy. You just have to bug them to do so. And then, yeah, you can switch from, you know, Pandora to SoundCloud to Google Music to Spotify to whatever you want, assuming, you know, all of those people get their apps updated.
Is Waze in there?
No, just Google Maps.
Just Google Maps.
Yeah. And
Google Maps. Because Waze is the first thing you'd want to be able to do, isn't it?
But Google Maps pulls in Waze.
Some in Waze information.
Some of their data. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, the really sad thing is the way developers are locked down. So because of all the safety restrictions, developers can only make two kinds of apps, messaging apps and music apps. And they don't even get control of the interface. They can plug into Google's existing interface template, and that's it. So like, a big part of the smartphone revolution was all of this innovation from third-party app developers.
Right.
And you're never going to see that on Android Auto because it's all, oh, well, the safety people say that you can only have this. And
well, I understand that. You don't want people Facebooking from the center console and things like
that. Right, but if you wanted to do something like a sports car app that shows you lap times and 0 to 60 times and stuff like that, you'll never have that. You'll never have an app that like finds the cheapest gas station and directs
you. Really?
No, because it's only Google has like an innovation monopoly on the platform. It's apps do this and this and this and this, and third-party developers can't add new features. Wow. You can plug in and, you know, send us your audio stream and we'll stick it in the music player. But that's it.
And that's for safety reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Because some of it's they worked with the National Highway Safety Institute and there's all sorts of laws and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the thing safety...
So
really
Apple's solution will probably be similarly hobbled.
Yeah, I haven't tried CarPlay yet. I want to. But yeah, I mean, there's a constant debate about what is and isn't safe, I guess, behind the wheel of a car. Right. And it's like,
because I can just pull out my smartphone and I can do whatever I want to do while I'm driving. So
right, if you make it too safe, people will just stop using it.
Right.
So I mean, you have to strike the balance between functionality and safety, and it's weird.